It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lydon of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lydon of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lydon to smooth it all over.
That's right, it's the ETF of the week here, and every Thursday, Tom Lydon joins us. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends, the newsletter. He is the president of Global Trends Asset Management, and today he joins us from New York, where he's traveling. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Good to be here, Chuck.
Before we get to your pick as ETF of the week, I need to remind everybody that Tom joins us on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower knows that even great personal finance advice can leave you overloaded, unable to figure out how the experts' best ideas really apply. To start determining the best ideas for your situation, go to HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, we're going to get right to it. The ETF of the week is...
the PowerShares Fundamental High Yield Corporate Bond Portfolio, ticker symbol PHB. It's a mouthful, Chuck, but it's worth it.
Yeah, it took longer, a little bit longer than the drum roll. So it is ticker symbol PHB.
Correct.
And why is it the ETF of the week?
Well, recently with the market correction, and really, with everybody looking for yield and yields being at historic lows, trying to look up the yield curve, there's a strong case for avoiding treasuries, avoiding municipalities, and really looking to corporates. But corporate bonds, even the highest grade corporate bonds, are paying less than 4% on average. With this being a high yield corporate, you're actually getting close to 5.5%, but not taking the risk of some of the other high-yield corporate-related ETFs. Some of the most popular, HYG, which is the iShares High Yield Bond ETF, and JNK, which is the Spider Junk Bond ETF, they include not only B-rated bonds, but C-rated bonds. The difference here in the PowerShares Fundamental High Yield Corporate Bond, they're sticking mostly to B-rated bonds. So a little bit higher quality, not as much risk, but a surely attractive yield considering the current yield environment.
So let's explain this out for the audience that has heard about corporates, has heard about junk, but doesn't quite understand as we're talking about B and C ratings. Fundamentally, when you hear high yield, you should be thinking junk bond. That's really what it means. And junk bond means sort of lower down the investment grading scale.
And, that's absolutely right.
And you're swapping off the investment grade scale, the security of the bond, for extra yield.
That's correct. And, you know, again, as you walk up the yield curve, starting initially from treasuries, where the 10-year treasury note is paying under 2%.
A record low.
Record low. Crazy. And then you move up a little bit to corporate high-quality companies that, you know, maybe you're paying in the high 2s to 3% range, not bad. You figure the S&P dividend range is about 2.5%, not bad. But if you're really looking for normal historical yields, you've got to get into the higher yielding area. But do you necessarily want to take as much risk where you're getting into the 6 to 7% area where some of these high yields are offering? But as we know, there's always risk out there. These ETFs are diversified where they have multiple holdings, but the question is, are we going to see defaults? And recently in the environment, it's been very positive. We've seen fewer defaults in the last few years.
Well, and what's nice about this is that And again, it's our ETF of the week. It is PowerShares Fundamental High Yield Corporate Bond, ticker symbol PHB. What's nice about this is not only by staying in that grade of the B-level bonds, have you not gone all the way out the junk scale, but of course you're diversified here so that if you have a default, it's not necessarily a problem. It's if you had a wave of defaults that you'd have to worry.
Well, that's it. And the difference, too, is if rates do go up, now here's the risky portion, the value of these bonds could decline because new issued bonds could actually come out with higher yields. So there is an interest rate risk factor here, but I think historically, if you look back, treasuries, municipalities tend to be affected more from higher interest rate risk than corporate bonds.
So for an investor who's going to do this, how do they determine what role the high-yield bonds are going to play in their portfolio in terms of how much are you willing to let this be as part of a portfolio as you're trying to chase a little bit of yield, but you don't want to get too greedy?
Well, that's it. I think what you do, Chuck, is you look at your fixed income portion of your portfolio. You look at what the average yield is. You assess the risk in general. And if most of your money is, let's say, in treasuries, getting under 2%, by moving 20% of your portfolio into something that's on the corporate bond side, and even in the high-yield corporate bond side, you could have a dramatic increase in your overall yield just by increasing an allocation by 20%. How much additional risk are you taking on? I think in this current environment, not that much, considering an allocation of 20%.
And last time I checked on this ETF, and again, it's PowerShares Fundamental High Yield Corporate Bond, PHB, it was trading at a slight premium. Does that play in or worry you for any reason?
Well, it was, but actually that premium's decreased a bit because we've had a sell-off recently as we saw equity sell-off and corporate bonds went with it. So from a timing standpoint, especially if you're a longer-term investor, I think timing looks real good. So something to consider as we're always tossing out ideas.
Well, and again, this is an idea for going up the yield curve, but not going too far towards the real junk that's involved. It is ticker symbol PHB, the PowerShares Fundamental High Yield Corporate Bond Fund. It is ticker symbol PHB. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends and the head of Global Trends Investment Management. Tom, thanks very much for joining us, taking time out of your trip to New York to join us.
Thanks, Chuck. Have a great week.
We will talk with you next week, and we will be right back with the big interview. This is Money Life. Stay with us.